Well, a senior Palestinian official says there will be no ceasefire with Israel as long as Tel Aviv refuses to lift the blockade of the impoverished region. Ismail Haniyeh also said that the Palestinians will not give in to any pressure. His comments came as the Palestinian and Israeli negotiators met in Cairo for indirect talks. The two sides discussed a long-term truce in Gaza, but they failed to reach an agreement. Chief Palestinian negotiator Azam Al-Ahmad said the talks will continue on a long-term ceasefire. The Gaza Strip has been under land, sea, and air blockade by Israel for the past 7 years. Let's now get the latest from Gaza itself. We're joined by Hisham Mahanna, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via satellite. Now, Hisham, tell us at this time, we've been hearing, of course, about these four Israeli airstrikes, which essentially is a breach of the ceasefire.
That was confirmed actually a couple of minutes ago as the Israeli jet fighters bombarded over empty squares in Khan Yunus and Rafah to the south of Gaza Strip. This comes after the bombardment took place in several parts of the Gaza Strip in Zaytun neighborhood to the southeast of Gaza City, to the northeast also of the city in Arayas mountain area, so-called close to Atifah neighborhood, and in the northwest also in Sudania area. Israel is continuing to breach the new 120 ceasefire, our ceasefire announced from Egypt by both sides after agreed from both sides by the ceasefire. However, there is still no retaliation from the Palestinian resistance. No rockets were registered fired from Gaza Strip until the moment. This ceasefire is very possible to be to end actually anytime if Israel continues to breach this ceasefire on this level. However, the people in Gaza are still in need for an extension or even most importantly a stopping, a complete stopping for this attack, as they have been under this continuous barbaric attack for more than 37 days now since the beginning of the offensive protective edge. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is in complete crisis. Most of the areas in Gaza Strip have no accessibility to electricity, water, food supplies. The hospitals are running out of the medical supplies and equipment as well needed in order to preserve the life of the injured people lying in the beds, as many of them are falling every day and join the people who were killed by the Israeli war-killing machines rather than the injured people who died out of Gaza Strip after they could manage to get out of Gaza or transferred to receive the most intensive medical care. This is unfortunate as their families are still expecting them to come back and to be buried in the Gaza soil. On the other level, on the political level, the Palestinian delegations actually is coming back to Ramallah, to Beirut, Doha, and to Gaza in order to discuss the negotiations with the Israelis actually after the announcement of this 5-day ceasefire from Egypt, to discuss it with the leadership and to discuss it with President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah and with Khaled Mashal, the head of the political office of Hamas. Until the moment, there is no confirmation for any guarantee that the ceasefire is going to continue or and last the very last second of it in the next week, as the Palestinian delegation is actually considering going back to Egypt next week to continue the negotiations and direct negotiations with the Israeli delegation. The Israeli delegation also announced that they are going back to Tel Aviv tomorrow in order to discuss how the negotiations were undertaken by the Palestinian side. So until now, there is no confirmation for anything yet, but the crisis situation is still going and the people are still suffering, as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are still displaced in the UNRWA shelters, schools, in the streets, and over here in the Shifa Hospital from where we are standing.
Okay, Hisham, as always, thanks very much for that update. That was Hisham Mahanna speaking to us live from Gaza.